Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A feel-good story.
I love feel-good stories.
A feel-good story out of a tragic, tragic Christmas tree disaster in New York City.
Bless it.
Rockefeller Center, the Christmas tree. Yesterday, we saw the before and after of the Christmas tree in Rockefeller Center, and it looked bad. But yet, late yesterday, we got pictures from regular people, because I guess whoever took the picture was the press people.
Right.
So they didn't make it look totally horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The pictures that tourists are putting on social media, it's worse than we thought. It's a stick.
They need to have like a Mr. Miyagi come in and just prune it into a bonsai tree.
There's nothing there. It's broken in every spot imaginable. You can see the inside all the way up. It's all cracked and would they drop it?
It got hurt. They said it got damaged in transit. I don't know exactly what that means.
But it fell off the truck.
And then we tied it to the back and dragged it the other 70 miles. Dude, the tree is completely destroyed. I can't believe they even have it up.
I'm telling you, what they need to do is not put all the lights on it like they usually do. Take the one orange ball, put it on the top like the Charlie Brown tree, and just call it a day.
Well, the Ravensbeard Wildlife Center got a call yesterday, Tuesday morning, from a woman who said her husband discovered that there was an owl in the tree while working on it there in Rockefeller Center. 75-foot Norway spruce was cut down last week.
They took his home.
Yeah, the couple said the owl, now named Rockefeller, was a baby, really tiny, and lived in the tree and made the entire trip.
He's actually grown. This type of species of owl is known to be small. It's actually a 2-year-old, a male, but he's full grown.
Yeah, so the team of wildlife rehabilitators have taken the owl in, and they're giving it fluids and all the mice it wants to eat.
Yeah, it was real dehydrated when they got him. He's so cute, though.
He is.
Coming soon to the Hallmark Channel. A country owl winds up in the big city after she gets trapped in the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree.
Where am I? That was a hoot.
But she finds love in the most unlikely place when she meets a sewer rat.
Care to join me in the subway for a slice of pizza?
Ooh, you're rustling my feathers.
And despite the physiological challenges of mating between a rodent and predatory bird, love still finds a way.
Oh, baby, let me kiss that beak.
Ooh, you dirty rat.
Owl, be home for Christmas. Only on the Hallmark Channel.
Ooh, when I first saw you, my head spun all the way around.
Rick Stacy.